Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two. I will open the phones up in the next segment. I'm going to give the number out then. They're not open yet. We're going to get into the incredible world government takeover and what it looks like, what its plans are, and the fact that it's 100% clear they're going ahead with their program to bankrupt all independent private wealth not controlled by the crime syndicate in this orgy of authoritarianism that is now starting to take place. But if you just joined us, I was telling a story about my mom had an idea to go out to one of these, you know, it was a Hyatt Hotel outside Austin, Texas, like a golf course and the river's out there and there's, you know, a big swimming pool and stuff for the kids. So we thought we'd have some family in the town. It's kind of a small little family reunion for Easter and go out there. So I'm sitting there in the hot tub and it's an upper end, you know, nice hotel. And there's five white guys. Yeah, there were other, quote, groups of people out there, but it had to be five white guys in this hot tub over at 10 because there were two hot tubs. And we're sitting there talking about how, you know, the globalists are shutting down America, how both parties are corrupt, about how, you know, crony capitalists are able to use government to shut down their competition, how they're trying to bankrupt us by design. So it was really a serious, heartfelt discussion. One guy's like, man, let's talk about the Rangers, because I hadn't brought it up. These guys were listeners. A couple of them had heard of me, but a couple were hardcore listeners. And another guy gets in the hot tub and is listening. And this wasn't like that evil Obama, you know, these bad minorities. It was not even a discussion about that. But a white guy gets in there, you know, looked like about retirement age. He said he was 67 later. He said the age of white men is over. You'll all, you know, won't be here soon. One guy said, well, how old are you? And he goes, 67. He goes, well, you got 9 years on me. It was, but the whole point was we were having a heartfelt, the globalists are going to bankrupt us and, you know, they're working with China to leverage things out and the poor Chinese people. Yeah, did you hear about this and that? Yeah, and I'm sitting there talking to the engineer, and the guy's sitting there. He starts defending communist China, and I went, so you're a collectivist? He goes, yes, I am. He goes, I work for the government. I work in pure research in viruses. And we go, so we pay your salary. He goes, it doesn't matter. And he goes, you know, we're taking over. And he gets out of the hot tub. We're being real nice to him. We thought he was joking. And he stands there for like 20 minutes, pointing his finger at us with the most ridiculous. It'd be like a five-year-old kid going to WWF or WWE wrestling and standing by one of the, you know, fake, you know, muscle guys, or you know, fake tough guys or whatever. I'm sure they are tough guys, but you know, it's like ballet. One of the actors, and actually, you know, little kids feel powerful, reflected glory, standing at the knee of a big man. I mean, I've seen my son, you know, I guess he's healthy, so he admires his father. So we don't let him watch mainstream television. He disdained me. That's the message. And, you know, he feels strong when he's around me. But it was just watching, like, yes, I'm an authoritarian, a collectivist, and yes, the state's taking over, and you individualists will be defeated. And he was laughing with, like, really evil pleasure. This was like a movie. And you know, all these serious guys that have all these employees and are smart, and they're going, I employ a lot of people. Obamacare raised taxes on people's payroll. You know, one guy, he's like, oh, whatever. He goes, yeah, that's all part of the takeover. It'll be different once you've been dealt with. And, like, you know, one guy's just going, why don't you just get out of here then? And the guy's like, you bet I will. Enjoy your time. And it was like sometimes he was like an anti-white racist who was a white guy, and again, it's like a football team. White, black, whatever, they're playing us off against each other. It's globalism. We're all being targeted. But it's like this delusion now with the Democratic Party, and I'm not even a Republican. People know that. But you know, they play the part of the other choice, which is so close to the Democrats, it doesn't matter. And that's the issue. They're going to open the borders up now. They're saying, well, that's the way it is on Fox News. Everyone agrees we have to do this. What, legalize the 30 million illegals? It's not 15 million or 11 million. Who then are highly nationalistic and taught not to want a Bill of Rights and Constitution, but to see the government as their friend. And then there's a racial affiliation that's force-fed. I mean, it is pure balkanization. And this guy was so creepy and on a power trip. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're into the second hour here today. I want to go over a bunch of the top stories and then go to your phone calls. I want first-time callers, again, give you a chance to call in, and I want to get your take specifically. We don't screen your calls when you call in, but we ask you sometimes that when I want your take on something, I'd like to have you call in on that particular subject. So please humor me there. They're now bankrupting cities all over the United States by signing the cities onto global derivatives. In the last 4 years, pension funds, public and private, have been ordered outside of law. But if you don't, the regulators shut you down and send you to jail for having a crooked toenail. The regulations are written where it's impossible to follow all the laws. They've ordered all the big pension funds to invest in the failed derivatives. Not to bail the derivatives out, but they've already been triaged, but to destroy the wealth. Because they want to be able to come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar and social engineer after the economy has been destroyed. Because remember, the globalists are exempt from all of their own regulations. So I'd like to get your take on this as they announce that they are going to, quote, federalize the pension funds all over the world, including in the United States, when they announce all these new taxes that they already have in place, but they're going to expand them on after-tax money, investments, that they're going to ratchet that up. Do you realize the Republicans are openly pushing right now with the Democrats for total amnesty when you're not going to get amnesty going down to Mexico or going down to Guatemala or going to, you know, one of these countries? You have to go through their system. No other country in the world tells foreigners except Europe, European countries, come here, have your baby free, have everything paid for. This, again, is designed to bankrupt the country, then have groups of people that see themselves as clients of the state. And as I was told by a scientist who says he works for the government in viruses, the demographics have changed. We are going to get your guns. See, I mean, if we brought foreigners in here and trained them in the Bill of Rights, Constitution, had a free market, created wealth, created workers, it would be a good thing. But it's not, because it's a globalist program. They always sell us on, let's turn the guns in for the children. And we're like, more guns actually lowered crime. Never mind that. Turn your guns in. When actually they want our guns so they can authoritatively dominate us. And I know you know that, but it's the narrative of the gullible public. We're in a North American union. Europe is being imploded into larger unions. The sovereignty is being removed. We are being conquered. And I want to get your take on this. Here are some of the headlines. Let me just read you some of the headlines here. Mega rich withdrew millions from Cyprus before looting. And that's a Infowars.com story that's linked on DrudgeReport.com. On the lower left-hand side, there's a bunch of news right there. It's all also up at PrisonPlanet.com. Mega rich withdrew money from Cyprus before looting. News that Cypriot president family moved 21 million euros to London days before the bank accounts of his people were looted as part of the bailout deal serves as another reminder that while the media portrays the victims of Cyprus' haircut as the mega-rich and wealthy Russian oligarchs, the real victims are middle-class families and small business owners. Well, yeah, the Russians got it out months before. Now the Russians are saying, we're not going to bail out any of our bank holders. Just like they have with the FDIC here, FDIC, Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, it's all a big joke. Folks, this has been done over and over again. How many Mexican presidents steal billions of dollars after they sell their country out and then run to Switzerland to live in, you know, $500 million houses? Look it up. And it's the same thing. Our leaders in Europe and here in the U.S. and Canada, Australia, New Zealand are doing the same thing that Latin American leaders have done to their people, the same thing Asian leaders have done. And the president of Cyprus will be allowed to run off with $21 million. He'll be allowed to run back to the city of London, the city within the city, the private city that's above the law. And they've got all these other subsidiary companies. I mean, $21 million is nothing. But one, Salinas, Mexican president, what was it, back in the 90s, ran off with like $30 billion himself or something. And he's got places in New York, and he can still go to Mexico. I mean, he totally committed crimes. But see, the society now is just going to collapse. Because, well, if the president's going to steal that, why shouldn't I steal? Or if the government doesn't pay its own taxes, rich people, why should I pay? And the whole society falls apart. And that's all this New World Order is just a system of crooks that exempt themselves from the laws that they themselves have written by their minions. And now they've taken 40% of the bank accounts. Now they're saying they may just take everything. And now they're going, oh, yeah. This is the model for Europe. In fact, that's in the BBC today, that indeed, what I told you weeks ago, it's a no-brainer. Oh, yeah. This was a test by the EU to do it in the other countries. Of course it was. And they sent in British troops and British mercenaries to guard the banks while they keep them shut down and extract everybody's money. And they've all got it psychological warfare actuaried out, where they let them get 300 euros a day when the banks are open, which is not most of the time. They'll be closed a week, then open a day, then close. And then there's actual guys with machine guns in there. They're there robbing you. Imagine the guns pointed out of the tellers boxes. It's a reverse bank robbery. And that's actually how most bank robberies happen. And then they're going to go to Spain and Italy and Portugal and France and all the other countries. And then they'll go to Germany. And then they'll run up the line to Northern Europe. And then they're going to rob England. And then they're going to rob Canada and the United States, New Zealand, Australia. And you have to understand, they're going to take everything you've got. That's what Homeland Security's for. I kept telling you. Homeland Security is there to take your pension funds. And they know, folks, that veterans, a lot of people that served 25 years. Oh, yeah, there it is. Cyprus crisis. Limit on bank withdrawals to last about a month. Yeah, that's out of London Guardian until all your money's gone. And they've got armed police, armed British mercenaries, because, again, Britain's at the heart of this new world order, and they're going to take everything. And again, you read the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, they've got similar groups in Europe. If you even talk about a bank-run world government and a banking plan to implode the world economy and a banking plan to establish world government, because we're just following their own official plans, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, New York Times come out and say, it doesn't exist, you're insane. And, of course, that's a military tactic to tell you none of this exists. Let me just go over some more of these headlines. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Mega rich withdraw money from Cyprus before looting. Let's just go through these headlines quickly here. Well, of course the mega rich did that. Here's another one. California bankruptcies report warns more cities at risk of going under. At risk. They were all signed on to derivatives to steal your money. Because you're gullible chumps, they think. They think you're so weak. Of course they want all the guns now and the demonized guns. Folks, the UN says in the official treaty that that threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. A power monopoly is called a dictatorship for you to have a gun. They're not just going to take the guns. And see, there's all these cowards that even if they lose their bank accounts and their future, they don't care. They're going to run to the government and worship it because they have Stockholm syndrome. They're cowards, folks. They're so cowardly, they don't want to admit this. And they get off on you being disarmed and then the state only being armed. And they literally go up, I've seen them, and grovel to police, grovel to government. This is what it looks like to be a fallen joke of a people. And I don't say that to put us down. I'm really sad. In fact, I had nightmares after I talked to that guy Saturday night. I woke up. I don't really usually have nightmares. Or if I have a scary dream, it's more like entertainment. I woke up just in a sweat, so sad for how evil that guy is and how pathetic he was. Like, I had sorrow in the dream for how pathetic these people are. That they're so horrible and so weak and so evil and so dangerous and so pathetic, and that they're going to have their way. They're going to bring America down. They're going to wreck everything because they hate goodness. They hate success. They hate wealth because they're nobodies. They could only have a job through government or big mega corporations with government contracts. They hate those of us that are strong, those of us that are beautiful, those of us that are virtuous, those of us that are talented, those of us that are hardworking. We're the enemy. And they love playing the great game of divide and conquer. And they're going to bankrupt everything. And they're going to dominate us and run our lives. And they're going to set up checkpoints and break our families up and rape our wives in front of us in FEMA camps and kick our brains out and torture our children in front of us. Just like they do at all the military bases, hundreds of them worldwide, black sites, where they torture small children in front of their parents. Now, we're not going to get to that point because there's going to be a civil war in this country. And they know that, too. And they're so drunk on power, they don't care. So I'm going to tell the police and military and all of you that are going to side on the side of this thing, you are going to be destroyed in this. And that's part of the plan. You're going into a trap. And I wish that you weren't going to be part of this. But I understand you've been brought up to be childlike. And to have fantasies and to watch fantasy movies and imagine yourself as Rambo and your children. And that's why we're going to have this get so bad. We'll come back with your phone call. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, all major Hollywood movies now have to get script approval from Communist China and the Communist Party. That's official. And I'm reading the comments on InfoWars.com. A couple people are like, hey, you don't want to make $1 billion or a billion-person market upset at you. No, you do want to have your free speech across the board to get everybody used to hearing free speech. Or then you can't say or do anything because it might hurt someone's feelings. And by the way, I've read the book. It just shows outbreaks in different regions of the world. And actually, it's pretty pro-communist Chinese. and actually endorses Marx and collectivism and praises the Chinese government. But see, then, oh, well, we don't even want to show something bad in China now. You see, it then turns to that, so they re-edit the film, they re-edit the trailer. And then it's only, you know, Chinese can only be shown as good guys and you as bad guys. Oh, and you can't criticize China's record. You can't say China is producing too much GMO. You can't say China has got unfair tariffs against us with their currency kept low. No, you just can't say anything. And then Americans are like, well, that's good. It's good to have the foreign government, Chinese party, Communist Party, tell us what to do. I mean, you tell people 10 years ago, the communist Chinese will control what we do in our country and will own our debt and will put out public memos in the People's Daily saying we want to help Obama disarm the American people and, quote, this is a quote, wage a war on American gun owners. And it's not even news. And then they have drills with troops from Russia, China, Germany, you name it, in the Denver Post. Going, oh, they're having drills of taking on local extremists. And you read the NLE09, particularly on FEMA's website, and it said troops from 15 nations practice taking on domestic extremists. Our government has a deal. The first one they did was about 12 years ago, and it was in the Washington Post, with Canada and Mexico to, quote, deal with American extremists during a civil war. And then you notice they had the Olympics a few years ago in Canada. U.S. troops were in Canada patrolling their streets and searching people. Martial law. And they just do it. See, U.S. troops and Mexican troops will go to Canada. We'll go to Mexico. And there's U.S. troops in Mexico, make no mistake. That's why a lot of them are getting killed now. Only occasionally does it end up coming out in the news. Like, how dare they shoot up the Marines, part of a diplomatic detail, you know, driving through the town. And what happens when the Mexican mafia, working for the globalists, starts killing the police around here? Well, they'll just roll over and do whatever they say, just like they have in Mexico. And this is how countries fall, and then all the other organized crime gangs are coming in, and no one can say no to them. Everyone is just cowards. And in a nation of cowards who just give in to corruption, man, you lose everything. America's had its problems, but people, you know, in the old days, if some robber baron or the railroad tried to take everybody's property, people would just get together and go have a gunfight with them. There were thousands of sagebrush battles from Texas to Colorado to Washington State, and the only reason we have any wealth or money or any due process is because our ancestors would kill people if people push them around. And the globalists know that and remember that, and they're getting ready to take everything. To arrest patriots, torture sinners. I mean, they've got it all planned. And they're coming out in the culture and all the movies, the video games. All the major shoot 'em up video games in America. Now, I went and checked like five of them a few months ago. You torture militia members in America. Pull our teeth out. Just, you know what, you're anti-UN takeover? You practice ripping our teeth out. Kids are all simulating killing us right now. Simulated murder games. It's a total scientific full-spectrum takeover. But if you are just aware of the full-spectrum takeover, it's over. But the average coward will go see a movie like Olympus Has Fallen and really believe that that's all real. You notice North Korea said they'd blow up the White House right as that movie came out. See, China runs North Korea, and the New World Order runs China to a great extent. It's all scripted. You know, they may nuke something. I mean you don't know what script they'll follow. Oh, look at the LA Times. Is China exerting undue influence on Hollywood films? I don't know. Does Smokey the Bear, you know, use the bathroom in the woods? I mean, this is ridiculous, man. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I will. This is so horrible, and I'm not trying to, you know. I have trouble even doing this radio show right now, okay? I mean, it's just over the top, folks. And if you'll put up with this, it's over. It's over. Okay, you're seeing the takeover of America. I mean, what does David Stockman, the former head of the Office of Management and Budget for the federal government, say? We have been lied to, robbed, and misled. There has been a criminal takeover of America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and we are. Just look at these headlines. Mega rich withdrew money from Cyprus before looting, but then they sold it. They were going to take the mega richest people's money. They always use this whole social class warfare infighting, and it's always the ultra rich that are totally cold blooded, robbing the middle class. It's just it's all and the poor never figure this out. They figured it out in America, so we got wealthy and powerful. Everywhere else, poor people say, take the rich guy's money. And that's somebody that makes $5 more than them a month. And then you destroy the engine of the money making and it all falls apart. Cyprus president family transferred tens of millions to London days before deposits were taken. President of Cyprus says country was a euro experiment. And they're planning to do it all over the European Union. And that's been their plan since 2002. Bankster Squad, what's happening in Cyprus has put terror into the hearts of all who live under the unaccountable rule of politician bankers. That's out of the Winnipeg Sun. Absolutely. We live under a global government run by private bankers. And what are the police taught by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL? If someone says the Federal Reserve is private, they are a terrorist. They're publicly private, folks. They think the cops are so dumb, they tell them it isn't. By the way, we have that clip that we're all slaves to the bankers. Yeah, we're going to play that then in a moment. Continuing, Department of Homeland Security can seize gold, silver, guns in safety deposit boxes. Investment Watch reports that, yeah, they're just, the feds are announcing, we'll just take anything we want. That's why cops will pull $4,000 out of an old lady's purse if they have it, saying prove it isn't drug money. I mean, there's just no due process. It's all gone. Due process will now completely be gone. And don't worry, cops, you're going to have your stuff taken too. That's the good part about evil. Everybody's going to get a special amount of it. Okay? Everybody gets to share in this curse. Here they are last year saying, aren't we all just slaves to the bankers? Here it is.
Now, the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bank?
All right. Well, of course, the clip doesn't play. When does it? All right. We'll go to YouTube, or I will. Just like bankers declare they've enslaved the world. It's on YouTube. It's where it's always been. There's a full clip. And we'll get that clip, and we'll play that clip on air for everybody. Oh, God help us. It doesn't matter. We could have them all in a boardroom admitting they did it to us. People begged to be destroyed. When the public becomes like a rotten possum in the sun, dumbed down on Prozac and Ritalin and everything else, they just want to be destroyed. It's what people want. It's what they need. Let's go to Woody in Washington. Woody, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to make a note. Bob Chapman, before he passed away, talked about how the sovereign debt crisis in Europe would give the central bank, European Central Bank, more control and more influence in taking over countries, and how this ties in with how the Cyprus situation is really becoming a financial oligarchy model for how the rest of the world is going to be taken over and how the wealth is going to be confiscated. And people don't realize that once you set a precedent, how that just magnifies and grows like a metastasized cancer. And Bob Chapman, who I think was a common man genius, saw that coming.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Where do you think it's all going?
It's like what George Carlin said. When your neighbor loses their job and their house and their car, it's a recession. And when you lose your job and your house and your car, it's a depression. So until...
The public on average is now brain damaged. That's major studies. There's early onset of Alzheimer's because of all the TV watching. The average person is in a trance now. I mean, we're done. We're done. The public doesn't talk. They're in trances. They watch TV shows where people that are awake are terrorists all day. So it's just going to all implode because people want it to. They can't help it. They can't help it. People have a will to fail and fall when civilizations go into this. I mean, my God, they now are saying they're going to start killing babies up to age 3 if parents want to kill your children. But if you want to raise your kids good and spank them, if they try to walk out in the street the third time, they will try to take your kids. When there's no law, you can't spank your children. I mean, things are totally upside down now. Things are totally and completely upside down now.
Enlighten people about that.
Man, I'm trying my best, Woody. I appreciate it. They say they grabbed the clip off YouTube again. I want to watch it before we play it. Oh, we actually did find it in our computer. Yeah, when I saw that clip earlier, I said, that's not the clip. Because that's from some weird nightly news thing they had with a box around it. But yeah, the original clip's 4.5 minutes long. It's the whole deal of them saying we're all slaves. And just introduce, but simultaneously this doesn't exist on CNBC. Okay, let's try to roll it this time. Here it is.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that.
That's enough. It goes on for like four more minutes. We've played it over and over again. I just want to remind people that. And so cops are listening right now. If you want to know who's taking over America, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, other groups, you're openly paid by foreign banks and consortiums, big tax-free foundations, hundreds of millions a year, you know, handed out to these different groups. They say none of that exists. There is no global governance, even though it's all being announced. There are no foreign banks. So how can we stop the foreign takeover of America, where there's a consortium of globalists with the communist Chinese at the core, who make seven-year-olds work 18 hours a day till their fingers bleed in slave camps? How do you think you're going to compete against that? And now, The horrible authoritarians that run North Korea, China does, and that run those people now run and get script approval and final cut approval. Final cut approval of films. Let me tell you how final cut approval works. I have been around when a major director says, I'll tell you right now, Richard Linklater, A Scanner Darkly that I consulted on. It's got Keanu Reeves in it, Woody Harrelson, you name it. I'm in the film, but my main role was consulting on it with Tommy Pallotta, who's a great producer and a great mind. Worked for Microsoft, you name it, in some incredible areas. I need to get him on. He won't talk about it, though. He certainly knows this show's for real. I'll put it to you that way. That was written in the 70s, but they kind of updated some of it. And was it Warner Brothers put that out? Yeah. Fox put out the other Linklater film I'm in. Fox Searchlight. This was Warner Brothers. Guys, just because it's memory and I'm kind of dingy today, I'm so depressed over everything that's going on, I can hardly even talk and I won't shut up and take calls. Type in A Scanner Darkly. I think it was Warner Brothers. I'm going from memory. But point is, they said, we don't like the fact that a cop blows somebody's head off at a stop, a road stop, and we want it cut. But you've got final cut in your, if he brings the film in on time and on budget, you've got your final cut. It's not like Rick Linklater. Yeah, it's Warner Brothers. I knew that. I just wanted to double check from memory. And they told him, take that out. And then if you don't take it out, they just don't promote it. And I've been told that by rock stars, rap stars, just newspaper people, everybody. That's why America's like this. And now the communist Chinese are saying what can and can't be in movies. They don't want to show an outbreak in China, even though the film is a communist UN film where in the book, communism saves the world and the enemy is gun owners that must be mowed down. I did a review of it. And our article is up at Infowars.com right now. World War Z scene changed to please Chinese censors. Mega rich withdraw money from Cyprus before looting. Cyprus parliament president says no future, calls for Iceland solution. Yeah, it's not, most of it's not their debt. Just say you're not signed on to it. But you won't, because they've got paramilitary there. The military's there to steal everything you got. Truth is offensive, Paul Craig Roberts' article. CO2 myth busted. Why we need more carbon dioxide to grow food and forest. Yeah, they're now saying get rid of, I'm not kidding, now they want to pesticide earthworms because earthworms pass gas. Everybody knows earthworms, the higher their biomass, the more jungly, the better the soil. But if they can tell you earthworms are bad, you'll buy anything. Obama urges quick adoption of arms trade treaty by UN General Assembly. Dodgeball now banned in public schools as nanny state goes insane. It's not going insane. You're a prisoner. They want you as docile as possible. You may have to learn a fighting spirit if you play dodgeball. Scientists claim 40% of the population is infected with mind control parasite. Of course we are. Oh, my God, we're in such trouble. And they announced a decade ago these vaccines they give you that are really nanotech that reprogram the brain to where people can't get upset anymore. And from what I've looked at, we know they found some interesting carrier viruses in the H1N1 shot they gave and all that. And that's what I'm seeing in the public. People look so bad now, and they're not like people anymore. You can't even talk to them. And I admit the flicker screens are good. I mean, we're in a science fiction body snatcher movie, basically. But it's our own species that's the body snatchers. And I guess that's just the end of it. I mean, I guess let them take over, dumb us down, and bioweapon us out, and then they'll enjoy all the future technologies and stuff. And they, you know, Bill Joy, they've all told us that's the plan. Yeah, one of the new programs funded by Bill Gates by the foundation is a sterilization program that we use sharp blasts of ultrasound directed at men's scrotums to render them infertile. And then, of course, if you want welfare, you've got to get it. And you're like, well, good, sterilize the welfare folks. When they shut everything down, we're all going to be on welfare. Let's go to Robert in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Robert. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex. Huge fan. I just wanted to ask you, how do I approach people with this information? I mean, I get ridiculed. I get laughed at. People think I'm crazy, Alex.
Exactly. No. It's crazy to say they're taking people's bank accounts. It doesn't exist. Sounds like you're hanging around with a bunch of morons. I mean, you know, it's not your fault that they're cowardly, dumbed-down, low-IQ'd fools. And they've never counted in history. Just find the like-minded people and organize against it and run for local office and do things like that.
I wanted to also tell you, Alex, you know, you really touched my life to the positive. I was raised Jewish, and I've recently become born again. And you've helped me to find Jesus, Alex, and I really just wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you, brother. Well, thank you, Robert. What's your take on people look back on other authoritarian regimes and they seem crazy. How did that happen? People just get to where they accept it, and then by increments, people will accept anything. And people can hear that I have a real sense of dread. People say, well, it's depressing. It's not depressing if we realize just how far we've gone down this path. That's what I'm trying to do here.
Like you said before, Alex, you know, we've had it good for so long. People are just, you know, in this daze. It's difficult. It's depressing. But, I mean, you know, we get through it. You know, I try to encourage people to find Jesus, to find the Lord, you know, whatever they think, their higher power, you know. I'm a strong believer in that. I found myself in a depression like 6 months ago, but, you know, I found religion, and I can honestly, you know, believe that religion really helps. It really, really changed my life for the better.
Well, I mean, if it's not the artificial Christianoid stuff where they're all just there to make everybody feel good and not get people to be world changers. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. My whole mission, that's why I try to instinctively bring in other reporters, build them up, put them out there. Is because, you know, I'm trying to, like, do my best to give other people the knowledge I've accrued. Because it's really self-evident. This stuff is not rocket science. It's history. But very few people really get the fact that there is evil. And there's organized evil. And you've got to face it down. I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you. Let's talk to Anonymous in Kentucky, listening on XM 166. Anonymous, you're on the air.
How you doing? I've got two questions. One, I'm thinking about relocating to Texas for the family values and legacies and stuff you have. I wonder if your advice is good on that. And secondly, you have a list compiled of 200, 300 people that are orchestrating this whole thing. Why in the world can we not be like Switzerland and take them down? I don't understand that. I mean,
the Swiss don't just have automatic weapons. You know, anybody who wants them has rocket launchers. You know, they have armored redoubts for the whole public. The Swiss decided this is our thing. They're not stupid. Our model came off the Swiss. And the Swiss, you know, of course, are the richest, most powerful people in the world because they don't allow the globalist infection. So the globalists have to run there. It's the only pool the globalists haven't been, defiling. So the globalists come there with their money because it's the only place they haven't wrecked, one of the only places. America has never been perfect, but no, Swiss are described in Europe as the rednecks of Europe and are actually, you know, halfway made fun of by the French and others. And really, they're just a bunch of German Northern Italians. And they're just people that aren't going to be messed with. And they've got state governments. See, they have cantons that have a limited small federal government, and the states are in charge. Our states, until the 17th Amendment, the legislatures voted for the U.S. senators. The feds were totally our creatures. We have an imperial government now. And we allowed it, so we're in deep trouble. And now the criminals have just gotten away with more and more to where now they can get away with anything. So, I mean, does that answer your question?
Yes, to a degree, but you've got people like that I admire, like Rand Paul, Ron Paul, Ted Cruz, and all these other people are starting to stand up. If they don't get physically eliminated by some means or whatever, why is it more people can't follow that example?
I'll tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back and talk to you about this. This is super important. Don't hang up, Anonymous. We'll be back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose.
All right, I'll continue with your calls going back to Anonymous in Kentucky. But here's the issue. They run these giant hoaxes like everybody knows America should take anybody from any country and give them free welfare and pay for their kids to be born there and that America's bad and that Guns are bad. America has decided they want collectivism. America has decided that they love Obama. And then people that are losers, who want to feel like they're winners, they sign on to something so that they have an extension of feeling like they're part of something. And, folks, that's what being a sports fan is all about. And I'm not saying it's bad to like a team or enjoy that in your off time, but that then becomes unbalanced and becomes your whole world. And so Republicans would support Bush and any evil he was involved in because that was their guy, and they felt powerful through him by extension. And it's the same thing with Democrats now. They're saying on Fox News, I was watching it this morning, with Dave Mustaine sitting in my living room. He's flying back today, back to California. And we're sitting there watching, and they're like, well, Republican leadership say now's the time for amnesty, and this is a good immigration deal. They won't let anybody see the details right now, but you know everybody's behind it, and that's just the way it is. So you create a bandwagon effect. And so it's the idea of that's just the way it is. And so, oh, that's just the way it is. Everybody's going to turn their guns in. Oh, boy, I tell you, everybody really feels good getting free health care in Obamacare, which actually doubles your premiums the first year and doesn't give anybody free health care unless they walk into the emergency room, which citizens get turned away, but illegals don't, because that's part of a government client deal to try to bring the third world to America. It's all extremely cold-blooded, and it's all happening right now. I mean, look at these articles here where they came out a month ago, and they said, oh, yeah, the government's looking at all your bank accounts without warrants, so's the Department of Defense, and they're sharing it with other agencies. That's just the way it is. They're tracking everybody, figuring out what they're going to steal. And they're going to do it if you let them. And, folks, if they come and say we're taking 10% on everybody's bank account in America, all the globalists like Mitt Romney and people, they're all offshore. They're exempt. They'll get up and support it. Obama will support it. This happens or we'll lose all the 401ks and we'll lose all the pensions. And most people go, I guess take it out of mine so I keep my other 90%. And then a year later, they'll take another 20. And then you'll put up with that. Then they'll take 100% because you will. They're lawless. And it's because you're going along with them. It's because you're acting gullible. It's because you're a pushover. But they know some veterans, if they have their military pension taken, will get violent. They're already going to have you all surveilled and ready for you. And then, yeah, they don't care you go kill some people. They're just going to go after all veterans and all gun owners. And they're going to try to have a domestic war that's also used to shut down the economy. So how do you fix that? You expose the whole paradigm, the whole program, the whole show, the whole play, and you warn people about it before it happens so you have credibility. And we've done that. We've got a chance to beat this. This is a very bold plan. Cyprus may now say the debt isn't theirs because most of it isn't and say no to it and get their country back. We can do what the people did in Iceland as well. Cyprus is talking about it. You either break with the New World Order and globalism. Globalism is the communist Chinese telling us what to do. Somebody would have told you 20 years ago that the communist Chinese would be dictating movies, couldn't even have anything mildly against the Communist Party. I mean, that puts us under the Communist Party China. But that's so over the top, people can't believe it. Even though it's real and admitted, we are now under the New World Order Communist Party with bankers exempt from it above us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.